Matnag is one of the municipalities in the province of Sursogon. It is the jump-off point from Luzon to the Visayas region. If Matnog is the gateway of millions of travelers from Luzon to Visayas, and vice versa, seminary is just like a gateway as well to the seminary students to a better opportunity in life.
I am Alex Castidades, a seminary teacher and the new branch president of Matnog Branch. I would like to let everyone know that in the year 2012, the seminary program started with an enrollment of 22, and it continued to increase until this year. Our enrollment kept increasing every year, including our completion.
And so it continued from 55 and up till today, there are now 110 students. In short, their enrollment is 100%. They were able to enroll all of the potential seminary students. They did that from 2015, 16, 17, 18, 19. All were almost 100% because they believe that seminary can really change lives. I am Edelberto Gavello of Matnog Branch. I was called as a branch president 6 years ago. I reviewed our SIMIS, our membership records. I found a list of youth who are potential seminary students. There were a lot of problems because nobody paid attention to seminary. I interviewed returned missionaries. First was Brother Alex. I got his commitment. They were the brother and sister who were recommended to teach seminary. They were Brother Alex Castidades and Sister Margie. That's where it really started because I saw that they have the heart of the program.
The youth couldn't attend seminary before, even institute. It was mainly because their families are not members of the church. Secondly, it's because they live far from the chapel.
As a new teacher, I didn't know the nature of my calling as a seminary teacher. It was very difficult to get the program started, especially when it comes to encouraging the youth. They were so aloof at that time.
I needed to have the influence of the Holy Ghost that included asking for God's guidance to be able to open the hearts of the youth as well as the parents so they would give their commitment, their willingness, and their support for the youth that they can do.
As a seminary teacher back then, I joined the council meeting with the branch presidency and all the church leaders. And it was there that we talked about what we should do first. One missionary suggested for the whole branch to fast to help those who are lost.
Fasting yung buong branch para po matulungan yung mga nawawala.
Madali kami nagkasundo. We immediately agreed with each other. We had the same purpose, which was to reach out to them because it's the church priority that as much as possible we have to sincerely invite all potential seminary students. And we did just that. We really went out and visited them all.
Recruit.
And then we also utilize the active seminary students to help us in the recruitment.
After class, we wait for each other at the gate of our school
and that we met to go to seminary class together.
Attend po ng seminary class.
I teach early morning class in this branch. I get up at 3 a.m. to prepare to go to the chapel for the 5 a.m. seminary class. I should be at the chapel before the students so I can prepare the materials that we will use in seminary. After seminary, I go straight to work. I travel for 2 hours from the chapel to my workplace. At first, I really had a hard time. And then in the afternoon, I should be back at the chapel at Matnog by 5 p.m. to teach seminary again. When I reach Matnog at 3 p.m., and if I still have time, I need to visit my seminary students and their parents. So in other words, I go around and visit my seminary students at home almost every day.
So he was called to be the daily seminary teacher. And then I became the home study teacher. It was hard to focus on the youth, especially those who live far away. Not only meters away, but several kilometers away from the chapel. You need to visit them in their homes so they can participate in the seminary program. Now I have 23 home study students, and I visit them one by one each week.
We can underestimate the potential of the person. I see them as really very precious sons and daughters of God. I am really convinced that the program can really change their lives. That's why we are very passionate about the program. So far, they have 12 missionaries who left this year, and they will have more.
The leaders are doing a lot of things like creating activities for the youth so they can bond with each other, and at the same time, they can promote the seminary program to them.
I am greatly blessed by seminary because it strengthened my faith and helped me to be too strong and to rely on the strength of the Lord.
I am preparing myself to go on a mission by attending seminary.
I am really happy to see that some of the youth need the care, and I'm also a mother and I want them to feel love. Whenever a student is not able to attend class, I feel unhappy because I know there's a problem and I want to reach out to them and find out why. So even if they live far, I do my best to visit them, to show them that they're important and that they are special. Mahalaga sila.
Like I said, I will not be surprised if one day many of these young people will become leaders of the church in this area and maybe in the district.